Clean Harbor Beach 6.
Yeah, just looking at some of the numbers here, outside of that play, the 75-yard touchdown pass from Sorensen to Ginther for Harbor Beach, the Pirates not really moving the ball very well against this Patriot defense. Dakota Gangler for USA with an interception when Harbor Beach was driving a little bit. Beyond that, Harbor Beach not really moving the ball all that well. USA doing a good job defensively, and the offense just doing enough to put points on the board and give themselves a 10-point lead.
Want to talk a little bit of playoffs?
Playoffs?
Yes, the playoffs. That will start next week, and a handful of Greater Thumb Conference schools are in. The Ugly Bearcats are in. The Reese Rockets are in. The Sandusky Redskins are in. The All Saints Cougars are in. And am I missing anybody? I'm missing somebody.
Vassar?
Vassar, I think, is in too.
Marlette?
No. Anyway, we'll get it figured out here. But nonetheless, let's start off in Division 6.
We're very prepared.
Yeah. We are. Give me just a second here to pull it up. Okay, let's start off in Division 6, Jason, where the Reese Rockets will likely face off against the likes of perhaps Ithaca, Sanford Meridian, St. Charles. It's a pretty loaded district, and since they come off the loss last week against All Saints, not looking very good against OLC this week, the Reese Rockets kind of limping into the playoffs, if you will.
Well, if they're taking on Ithaca, their season's going to be over. I'm going to say that right now. The Ithaca team is just loaded. Their quarterback, Alex Niznak, headed to CMU. They run a spread offense. They score tons of points. They don't give up a lot of points, and they play in a very difficult Tri-Valley West Conference. So the Reese Rockets, if they have to travel to Ithaca next weekend, chances are their season is going to be over just because that Ithaca team, they have the potential to win the whole dang thing in Division 6.
Ovid Elsie now leading Reese 21-0, so not looking good for the Reese Rockets, where many had them figured to at least go 9-0 and get into the playoffs on a unbeaten note, if you will.
Well, that Bay City All Saints team they ran into last week, I think they could give teams some fits in the playoffs just because of the quarterback play of Drew Janer. He had some long touchdown runs last week against Reese. I believe he had two of them over 70 yards. So, I mean, he's big play, big-time player with big-time capability just by himself. So having a quarterback with his ability, that's going to give some teams some fits. I know Bay City All Saints, they're slotted to be in Division 8, possibly in a district with the Deckerville Eagles. So possibly Deckerville will get a chance to take a look at Drew Janer up close and personal. But I really like that Bay City All Saints team in Division 8 in their district early on, especially if they're matched up with a team like Deckerville. We saw Deckerville last week. They had a terrible time defending the pass. If the Cougars have any type of passing game, they might be able to just throw it up all day and all night against that Eagle defense, because they did not do a very good job against Ubley last Friday.
Well, I've said this before. When Drew Janer is on, he is hot, and he's unstoppable. And you're right. All he has to do is come out with an effort in the opening round of the playoffs, where if he gets up against a Deckerville Eagles team that doesn't fare well against the pass, as you just mentioned, it could be a big night for him. Let's stay, though, in Division 6. One more Greater Thumb Conference team to talk about. Sandusky could be in a district. Now, these are all just guesses. Could be in a district with Flint Beecher, Byron, and Bendel. Very well could be tossed into the district with Reese, perhaps. It all depends on who qualifies and geographically where they're located. So the Sandusky Redskins had a little bit of success last year, I believe, won their first round game, lost in the district championship game. Don't quote me on that, but nonetheless, another low district for them if they get into that district.
Yeah, and Vassar, they snuck into the playoffs last year at 6-3, played an unbeaten Flint Beecher team and beat them in the first round. So if there's a little bit of history there, I guess, for Greater Thumb Conference teams taking on that Flint Beecher squad of knocking off their pedestal, I guess. So there's a chance for Sandusky. You know, and Sandusky, they were just a whisker away from being unbeaten this year. Also, a tough loss earlier in the year to Ubley and then to Cass City as well, I believe. Cass City got them early on in the year. So that Sandusky team is a very, very potent team, and they have a chance to do some damage in Division 6.
Let's move to Division 7, where, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the Ugly Bearcats will qualify in Division 7. And again, depending on geographically who else is near them, this is just a guess, but there could be Burton Atherton, Genesee, Waterford Our Lady could be in that district with Ugly. Another scenario, and an interesting one at that, has Ugly, Burton Atherton, Saginaw Nouvelle, and Genesee perhaps in the district. So the Bearcats, really, in years past, you could kind of figure they're going to go here and they're going to play this team here. This year, geographically, there's a handful of teams within that in the mid-Michigan area that could be lumped into a district with Ubley.
Yeah, but I think the followers of Ubley, they're probably hoping that Nouvelle stays out. Nouvelle playing as an independent this year, and I had a chance to take a look at their schedule earlier on today. They were on kind of a little barnstorming tour this whole season. They played Traverse City, St. Francis, and lost to them. I know the Ubley folks remember them from the 2008 Division 7 final. They played a couple teams out of Canada, a team from down in Detroit. Tonight they traveled all the way to Edwardsburg, which I'm sure not too many people are familiar, and I wasn't either until I actually looked to see where it was at. Edwardsburg is closer to Chicago than it is Detroit, so it's down in the southwest part of the state, and Nouvelle was traveling down there. Edwardsburg is an unbeaten loss team, I don't recall, but they are in Division 4, and if Nouvelle beats them, that could be a boatload of playoff points for them, so a lot of things yet to be shook out, but Saginaw-Nouvelle ends up in that district lookout, but Ubley, they've had success in the past against Burton Bendel. Genesee, in the past 2 years, they've just destroyed them in the playoffs, and I know the past has nothing to do with it, but sometimes psychologically some of these teams might think, they put a whooping on us before, and they might be, sort of defeated in their mind before they even get there. So a lot of scenarios to shake out for Ubley, but I think they're going to have at least one home playoff game, possibly two and maybe even three. So a lot of things remain to be seen here, but I would say the way things are going, Ubley will be definitely hosting someone next Friday or Saturday.
And, of course, we will be in Ubley for that playoff game, whether it is Friday or Saturday, because Ubley is the only area team that we have left within our immediate listening area that we will cover. Some of the other, just looking at the rest of Division 7 here, Ubley in the past has run up against the likes of Petersburg Summerfield. They are right now sitting at 8-0 coming into tonight. Hudson, 8-0 coming into tonight as well, so a lot of familiar names out there. Royal Oak Shrine at 6-2, I believe, coming into tonight. Rochester Hills Lutheran Northwest, they've been there before, so a lot of familiar names. The Reading Rangers coming into the game tonight at 7-1. Again, a lot of familiar teams out there that the Bearcats have either played or have been in their districts before.
Yeah, and that Hudson team this year, as good as they were last year, I think they may be even better this year. That was quite a battle they had with Ubley there in the state semifinal last year. But that Hudson team, very physical. They run the ball extremely well. They play excellent defense. And this year with Traverse City St. Francis being a little bit down, I use that term loosely, I mean, they're still a very good team. I think Hudson right now is probably the early favorite to win the whole thing in Division 7.
And talking about Division 8, and Jason, you touched on that a little bit earlier, the Cougars of All Saints and Deckerville, that other Greater Thumb Conference team I was forgetting. There were five in the Greater Thumb Conference that qualified for the playoffs. The Eagles heading up to Lincoln, Alcona tonight, a long road trip for them. They're coming off of two straight losses to Greater Thumb Conference schools, Marlett and Ubley. We saw them last week. Your thoughts, again, on the Eagles coming into the playoff picture?
Well, they're going to have to shore up that pass defense, that's for sure. It sounds like Marlett had a moderate level of success against them passing the ball. Ubley, obviously, a lot of damage in the first half there. Austin Drake over 200 yards passing and three long touchdowns in the first half, just putting that game completely out of reach. And they weren't able to get anything started on offense as a result. So Deckerville kind of limping into the playoffs here. Not the way you want to go into the playoffs. You kind of want to go in on a high note. Not sure how they're doing tonight up against Lincoln Alcona. But, again, you just want to make sure you're playing your best football at the end of the year. And I think we're really seeing that, especially how the Ubley Bearcats, they really had turned it on after about week three. They were kind of stumbling out of the gate, still getting the victories, but not looking too good doing it. But right now, the Ubley Bearcats, I know at last check we're up 14-7 over North here. I'm not sure what's going on out there right at this moment, but Ubley right now looking good going into the playoffs, and I don't really think they're really too scared about anybody they're going up against it. But Deckerville, I think they might have, the past couple of weeks, they might have played themselves out of a possible home playoff game. They might be hitting the road for the first week of the playoffs.
One more update that just come in. Marlett leading Peck 35-20. So the Marlett Red Raiders out of the playoff picture, but nonetheless a good showing here as Week 9 progresses along. We have 16-6, the Patriots with a 10-point lead over the Harbor Bees.